Interested in visiting what's billed as one of the happiest nations on Earth? It'll cost you. The Himalayan Kingdom of Bhutan has a population of just 700,000 people. It wants to ramp up tourism, but it doesn't want to be overrun. So to keep numbers under control, it requires tourists to spend a minimum of $200 a day. That goes up to $250 a day next year. The World's Mary Kay Magstad visited Bhutan and sent us this story.
One of Bhutan's top attractions is the Tiger's Nest, a Buddhist monastery with gilded roofs that seems to hover ethereally above a sheer cliff face. You can climb up on winding forest paths past ghostly webs of Spanish moss, but with the high altitude, the climb takes even a young, fit person a couple of hours, and most of the foreign tourists I saw on the trail were neither young nor fit. Many rode up on donkeys and used walking sticks to slowly make their way back down. Not exactly the youthful trekkers who flood into neighboring Nepal, but then Bhutan's foreign tourists are different from Nepal's.
Over 90% of the people that come in are over 56, very old. In terms of demography, I would say the elder generation would come here.
That's Kesong Wangdi, Director General of Bhutan's Tourism Council. He says Bhutan wants to protect its culture and environment by having high-quality, low-impact tourism and by requiring tourists to spend at least $200 a day. That favors an elite and affluent few. But last year, the government decided to expand tourism to fuel economic growth. It proposed raising the number of tourists to 250,000, a five-fold increase. Opposition leader Tsering Tabge pushed back hard.
250,000 is an unforgivable number, a target. It'll destroy the country. We can't absorb those numbers without compromising who we are and our lifestyle.
Who Bhutanese are is a Tibetan Buddhist mountain people, proud of their culture and happy to share it with the visitors who do come. These young singers in traditional hand-loom tunics and skirts perform for an appreciative silver-haired audience at my hotel. Tsering Tompke says such tourists have been good for Bhutan, not like what some Bhutanese see as the pot-smoking, penny-pinching backpackers in Nepal.
Most of the tourists in Bhutan are very well-behaved, very knowledgeable, and many of them leave something behind in terms of a better understanding of the world to our guides and to our people who work in the hospitality sector.
But tourism creates just a few thousand jobs in Bhutan, and the predominantly young population is modernizing, urbanizing, and demanding jobs. The government's building roads and bringing electricity to previously inaccessible villages. One reason, says tourism director Kesong Wangdi, is to bring more tourists and tourist revenue to the villages so fewer villagers get pulled to the cities and towns.
We would like the growth of tourism. It should be in pace with our development and our capacity, not outstrip. If you outstrip, we feel that there will be a lot of negative impact, a way of life being changed. Already we're having issues.
Preserving Bhutan's traditional culture and its values is one of the government's guiding principles. So, in the end, it chose to merely try to double, rather than quintuple, Bhutan's number of tourists over the next couple of years. Most will still come in on prepaid package tours, but the government would also like to encourage visitors to come for conferences, for spa getaways, and for ecotourism. The idea is to bring in more tourists like Meredith Campbell of Boulder, Colorado, half of a young backpacking couple. She says their trip was
excellent, couldn't have been better.
But sitting in Bhutan's crowded international airport, Campbell says they might have stayed longer if not for the cost.
It was definitely a factor. We knew it was going to be one of the more expensive places to travel, and being younger and maybe not having as much savings, it was a choice to come here.
Still, they plan to come back.
Absolutely. In fact, we're just about to write an email to our guide here to set up something for the next year.
Even though next year the tourist tariff is going up to $250 a day.
We did hear that, but I don't think it'll deter us from coming back.
Next time, she says, they'll go on the trail of the Yeti, the abominable snow monster. More of this kind of tourism is just what Bhutan is hoping for. More of the young, the adventurous, and the well-behaved, willing and able to splash out again and again for a memorable experience and leave only good memories and cash behind. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Paro, Bhutan.